Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brandon Toft, and he is the president of the Ottoman Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Brandon.
Good morning.
Brandon, there are lots of things going on in Ottoman, but we want to talk about one coming up on this Sunday, June 4th.
Yes, we have our annual flight breakfast out at the airport from 6:30 to 10:30.
Everybody's invited.
Yes, they are. Yep. And then the pilots eat free that come flying in. Otherwise, it's $7 for adults and $5 for children 11 and under. And you can buy those tickets in advance or at the door.
And the price is the same whether you buy ahead or
sure
that
is.
Day.
Yep.
And I know you always have plenty of food, but what's on the menu?
We have ham and cheese omelets, pancakes, and your choice of coffee, milk, or juice.
Okay. Now, long ago, I was involved with the making those omelets. That's quite a process.
It is. They start real early. Luckily, they gave me the easy job of welcoming, so I don't have to be there quite as early, but we have a lot of great volunteers that get there very early and do a lot of work for us.
Yes. And I think the prediction is great weather, so it should be a really nice day to have people fly in as well as drive in.
Now, yes, we've got our fingers crossed that stays that way.
As I recall, you don't have to park at the airport. You have a shuttle service?
Correct. In fact, we encourage you not to park at the airport. The shuttle service runs from the Ottoman High School parking lot. And it runs about every 15 minutes or so, so there shouldn't be long waits or anything like that. Or you can utilize the T-Bone Trail if you'd like. You can park at the church where it starts just on the south edge of town and take that about a mile walk or so.
It could be a nice walk, and then you walk off all those breakfast calories, too.
That's
after
right.
You just indulge. Or the bicycles are welcome also.
Great, absolutely.
Be a great morning for a great walk. And 6:30 to 10:30, so you can be an early riser and get out there.
Yep. Yeah. So if you want to hit it before church, or if you have early church, you want to hit it afterwards, or whatever you might be doing. We're serving for 4 hours, so hopefully everyone can come out and enjoy
you
it.
You bet. So in past experience, tell us a bit about the fly-ins. I'm sure you have folks from quite a ways away.
Oh, yes. We get a lot from, as far as Council Bluffs and Des Moines and some Sioux City. And then just some more surrounding local areas. There's a lot of these are really neat. The flight breakfast gets a lot of interesting people that just like to fly their little planes, and they kind of come all throughout the morning. So there's not usually a time where you would miss a plane. They kind of come and go as they mm-hmm. please throughout the whole breakfast.
You know, and I'm guessing a lot of those people go to a number of flight breakfasts, so it's the time for them to get together and visit too.
Yes, there's a lot of regulars that we have for that, so. We enjoy them coming in, and they usually have a lot of good stories to tell as we're eating breakfast.
So can people walk around and look at the planes?
Yes, they can. They can view the planes as they're parked there, as they're eating, and kind of peek inside, and the kids usually enjoy it. So
you bet, and I'm sure any of the pilots would be really happy to visit with people and answer questions, too.
Oh, yes, they're all very wonderful about it, and usually are pretty tickled when people ask them about it.
Well, we're reminding folks of that date and time again, but can we talk about Albert the Bull?
Sure.
I understand. Of course, he's a big draw for people to come to see him. You know, my dad, that was the one thing when he came to see me. He lived in Minnesota. That was the one thing he wanted to be sure he saw.
It is an iconic bull, the biggest statue of a bull that at least is known, I think they said, in the world. So
probably, yeah.
I can't imagine why anyone would build one bigger. So, but yeah, it's been a staple for 53 years now, and people come from all around. In fact, we just updated the kiosk with all the information. It's got a new roof and a paint job, so. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to visit and just kind of see our big bull.
And you said he's 53 years old. Maybe time for some maintenance?
Yes, we are starting to review kind of what our options are as far as maintenance. It's very apparent he's going to need another coat of paint, which he's needed every once in a while.
Sure.
But we kind of want to start working on the long-term future of Albert, so we want to have some people kind of take a look at the inside and make sure there's not any long-term problems that we can't see yet so that he's viable and vibrant for years to come.
So what's inside Albert?
Well, that's a good question. Not many know.
Secret.
So there is an open frame, or there's an open space in there, and I guess what I've been told so far in our limited research yet is that there should have been some plugs in the bottom of Albert that should have released some water, and we're fearful that maybe they'd been plugged. So we're just kind of, we want to get in there and make sure there's no structural deficiencies or weaknesses before we go ahead and pretty them up on the outside.
Well, you know, it's like a home. It's like other buildings. They all need maintenance out there in the weather. So it is important to take a look at Albert and see what's going on. So other things going on in Audubon that you'd like to mention?
Oh, we've got the theater is making good progress. Yes. We should be seeing movies, we hope, by the end of the year. So that's wonderful. We have the Audubon Rec Center that's being built currently. We're still trying to raise a few more funds for that, but it's underway. So we've got a lot of great things happening here in town.
So where is the new Rec Center located?
The new Rec Center is over by the Armory and the High School.
Okay.
On 3rd Avenue. So that's kind of back in there a little ways, but it's a really nice piece of land, and the structure is up, so we'll begin working on the inside soon, and we're looking forward to utilizing that.
Well, as I say, exciting things going on in Audubon.
You bet.
And looking ahead, of course, I always think of, you know, the big T-Bone celebration, but that's not yet for a while. Before then, you're going to do a July 4th celebration?
We don't do much for July 4th.
Because?
We kind of let Exira take care. They do a wonderful job having a nice celebration for Audubon County and surrounding areas. So we let them run that, and they do a wonderful job. And then, in first weekend of August, we will kick it up again here with our annual T-Bone Festival.
You bet. And before that's county fair time. So,
yes.
And, you know, the other thing we should mention, I think, is the library.
Oh, yes. We have a very wonderful library with, I don't know if it's this week or next week, we start the weekly children's programs that are sponsored by local businesses. So those will kick up shortly. And then we have a book reading program at the end of which I know my kids enjoy. One of our wonderful local officers gets put on the diving board, and the kids push him off in the pool in full uniform. So they get a real kick out of that.
Something they don't usually get to do.
Nope.
And let's see. I'm just trying to recall some other things. There's going to be free burgers and hot dogs in by Albert the Bull Park coming up.
That's coming up Thursday, June 15th as part of our customer appreciation. So that'll be from 5 to 7. Be hot dogs, chips, cookies, bar, and a drink. Popcorn and grilling have been graciously donated by Ace Hardware. We'll have a little fun there. It looks like we got some music at 7, and we're encouraging people to bring a classic vehicle if they'd like to show off their antique automobiles. So should be a fun night.
So that's June 15th.
June 15th, yes.
Okay. Coming up faster than we can even imagine.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
This time of year, it just flies.
Yes. So, let's have you remind us about Sunday, June 4th.
Sunday, June 4th, we'll have our annual flight breakfast from 6:30 to 10:30. Be serving ham and cheese omelets, pancakes with coffee, juice, and milk. Adults, $7. Children, $5. Children are 11 and under. You can buy tickets in advance or at the door. There's shuttle bus parking, or shuttle bus from the parking lot of the high school to the airport, or you can use the T-Bone Trail. And we hope to see everyone there.
You bet. Nice to make a trip to Audubon to just see lots of things. Drive around town and see what else is there if you haven't been there lately, because there's a lot going on in Audubon.
You bet. So, and I guess one more shameless plug. We have a Weed Warriors group that has really beautified Main Street and our city square, too, if you're driving around. So.
All right. Yes. And, you know, the courthouse there with the Veterans Memorial and the whole downtown park. There's just a lot of things. If people, you know, haven't been there, they need to check it out.
Well, yes, we welcome all visitors, and we've worked really hard to make it look nice. So.
You bet. Well, we've been visiting with Brandon Toft, who is the president of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, and they hope to see you on Sunday, June 4th. Until next time, here's a thought. Stay safe, flying or driving.